magnify the Lord with me. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's Monday, January 23rd, 2017, and I'm going to wait till the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends when I have co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo in the studio to recap the outstanding grand opening open house celebrated on Friday and Saturday. So much to say about that and so many people to thank. But in light of the fact that today we launched our new semester of conversational English classes and was at a phenomenal church service yesterday, which included 4 Chinese being baptized, I want to share those testimonies with you. So please stay with me for the next 25 or so minutes, as the first testimonies will be translated from Mandarin into English, and the last 2 testimonies are Chinese men that will speak in English. But I'm hoping this broadcast will be a real blessing to you, as a number of our Great News Radio listeners have been praying for some of these seekers, as 2 of them joined us on the recent trip to the Creation Museum and the Ark Experience. And during the bus ride, 2 of these men were asking questions about the Christian faith. Can you really know God? And so others on the bus not only have been praying for these 2 and others, but prayed over them, gave them some advice. And one of the other testimonies you'll hear in just a moment has participated in our conversational English classes. So I hope their testimonies will be an encouragement to many of you that are planting seeds in people's lives. Maybe it's a word of encouragement. Maybe it's just serving them or loving on them. But you'll hear from their testimonies that God used others to introduce them to the love that Jesus Christ has for them. I also want to share this broadcast because I love how Pastor Herb Coates of the Manus Avenue Free Methodist Church spent time with each of these new believers, answering their many questions, sharing with them principles of the Christian faith, what it means to follow Jesus, what baptism is all about. And so you'll hear some of that as he talks to them in front of the congregation. And I hope for some of you that are maybe seekers or don't know much about the Christian faith will learn about what's involved when you surrender and submit and follow the Lord Jesus Christ and then publicly proclaim your faith through the act of baptism. And so you'll hear it in its entirety, but I did shorten some of the applause, enabling me to fit all 4 testimonies into this program. I'm also hoping that sharing these testimonies that are in Mandarin and in English may enable other listeners, or at least allow a few of these new believers to share this broadcast with their family and friends, and also knowing that this broadcast through streaming audio can reach the whole world and being archived can be accessed in the coming weeks, months, or years. So I hope you can stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes. And I do want to mention that all 4 new followers of Jesus gave me permission, along with Pastor Herb Coates of the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church in Champaign, to share this over the air during Mark and Friends. And I trust if any of you have questions after listening to this broadcast about being baptized or following Jesus or the Christian faith, or maybe have some questions about God's love for you, I know 2 fantastic pastors that would love to talk with you, Pastor Herb Coates or Pastor Jason Schiffel of the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. Or if you need to talk to somebody right away, a great number to call is 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM. It's a free call, and the friends that you'd talk to would love to pray with you or answer any questions you have about the Christian faith. Okay, that's the layout. Here's Pastor Herb with some remarks about being baptized, followed by 4 testimonies. 2 will be translated, and 2 are in English. Here's Pastor Herb Coates of the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church in Champaign.
I'm going to invite our baptismal candidates, if they would come forward, please. This is such a joy to come to this part of our service this morning where we're going to be baptizing some new Christians. I am going to read for us the liturgy that we use, and all of these have gone through the liturgy previously. Holly's going to translate for us. 2 of our Chinese friends here, Junlin and Lily, speak no English. Anqi and Jingjing both speak English, so Holly will be translating for these other 2. So, dear friends in Christ, our faith declares that by the sin of Adam, the offspring of Adam are corrupted in their very nature, so that from birth they are inclined to sin, and that new life and a right relationship with God are possible only through the redemptive acts of God in Christ Jesus. Believing these declarations to be true, and in obedience to the command of Christ, Junlin and Lily and Anchi and Jingjing have come to make public confession that their sins have been washed away, and by means of baptism with water to give sign of that inward washing and new life in Christ that are now theirs by faith. We therefore implore you to pray that through this means of grace, they may be further moved to keep covenant with God, and so may ever experience the constant washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose covenant is firm and whose promises are always to be trusted, we call upon you for Jinling and for Lily and for Anchi and for Jingjing. Coming to their baptism, may by this act give clear witness that they have received your inner washing through faith in the cleansing blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. May they ever rejoice in the forgiveness of sins, the indwelling of your Spirit, the fellowship of the church, and the assurance of resurrection to glory in the world to come. Amen. Christ Jesus said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." You who present yourself for water baptism have heard this congregation's prayers that God will continue his loving favor toward you and bring you to his eternal kingdom. And God, who keeps covenant, has promised by his only Son, who offered himself up for our redemption, to grant you these gracious favors. You must now promise, in the presence of this congregation, to keep covenant with him, renouncing the life of sin, believing his holy word, and obediently keeping his commandment. Let's all affirm our faith by proclaiming together the Apostles' Creed. Would you stand with me, please, as we recite this? Let's say it together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now I have questions for you candidates, and I will ask the question in English, and then Holly will ask that question in Mandarin, and then we will get their responses before we go to the next question. The first question, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
Yes.
Do you have the assurance that your sins are forgiven through faith in Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Do you renounce Satan and his works?
Yes.
Do you renounce the ungodliness of this world and all sinful desires?
Yes.
Will you live in obedience to Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Will you actively participate in the life and ministry of his church?
Yes.
Do you accept the Old and New Testaments as the authority for your life?
Yes.
Will you, by this act of baptism, testify to the world that you are a Christian?
Yes.
Okay. We will now hear testimonies from each of these candidates, and you see the names printed in the bulletin. We're going to honor age and ask Junlin if you would share first what God's done in your heart, and Holly will translate.
亲爱的各位弟兄姐妹们，你们好。
Dear sisters and brothers, how are you?
非常感谢主的神妙安排，让我有机会走进教堂，接受圣经，接受主爱。
I'm very thankful to Lord's amazing plan and give me this opportunity and to walk into the church and learn about the Bible and accept love of God.
我很高兴能够得到洗礼。
I'm very glad to be baptized.
把命运交给主。
Give my life to the Lord.
希望主的大能洗去我的罪恶。
I hope God's mighty will wash my sin away.
更新我的生命，成为神的儿女。
Renew my life and to be child of God.
Amen. Amen.
This is Lily Hao.
亲爱的兄弟姐妹，大家好。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我能站在这里，接受神的爱，神的恩典。受洗成为神的儿女，激动之情无以言表。
Today I stand here to accept God's love and grace to become God's daughter. It is impossible for me to express my excitement.
心中除了感恩感谢，还是感恩感谢。
I have endless thanksgiving in my heart.
我坚信今天的一切是神早就安排好的。他用他的大能等待我慢慢地亲近他，然后依靠他。
I believe God arranged everything a long time ago, and in his great mighty, he waited for me to slowly approach him and trust him.
他用他的大爱包容我摇摆不定的心，等待我坚定信念，直至一生追随。
In his great love, he waited for my waving heart and waited until my face became firm and until I was willing to follow him in my life.
这样全能智慧的神难道不值得我一生追随吗？
Such almighty and wise God is certainly worth our pursuit in our life.
下面我将信主过程分享给大家。
Let me share my faith journey with all of you.
刚到美国时，我的邻居 Sarah 向我传福音，引领我参加教会的活动。
After I moved to US, my neighbor Sarah shared the gospel with me and invited me to go to the church.
后来他们全家搬迁，他离开时还嘱咐我要继续学习，交代我去找谁，可我并没有像他希望的那样。
Sometimes later, her family moved away. Before she left, she urged me to continue to study Bible. She taught me who I should contact, but I didn't do what she taught me.
2013年 ，Holly 邀请我参加了周五好望团契小组活动，开始学习圣经。虽然没有排斥，但心里却没有完全的接纳，在一些认知方面没能达到共识。
In 2013, Holly invited me to attend the Bible study of Good Hope Fellowship. Although I didn't refuse, I didn't really accept the faith, and there's something I don't really agree.
真正让我认识这位三位一体的真神是在2015年的四月。
I really got to know the God of Trinity. It was April of 2015.
我与天父开始有了互动。
I started having interaction with God.
当时我的父亲患有直肠癌，需要马上手术，我又不能及时回国。
My father had rectal cancer and was scheduled for surgery, but as a daughter, I don't have time to go back to look after him.
大女儿上学，小女儿才几个月大，一时间我束手无策。
I feel hopeless. My older daughter was in school and my second daughter just a few months old.
最快回国时间也要等孩子放假。
The earliest time I could have to go back to visit my dad is the summer break.
担心难过就不用说了，当时心里灰暗，看不到光明。
I certainly felt sad and anxious. My heart was dark and without any light.
一次在周五晚上聚会时，我跟 Holly 说了父亲的病情，没想到大家一起为我父亲祷告，让我万分的激动，万分感动。
On a Friday night during the fellowship meeting, I told Holly about my father's illness. I didn't expect the brothers and sisters would pray for my father together, and that touched my heart.
我觉得，我再次啊，谢谢主内的兄弟姐妹们。
I thank to the people who prayed for me that time again.
我觉得我感受到了上帝的爱，上帝用我能听懂的话语安慰我，鼓励我，让我心里渐渐强大起来。这时的我已相信神的存在，相信无所不能的神一定能医治好父亲。这点小事在神面前不算事，因此我依赖上了祷告。
I felt God's love, a comfort, and encouraged me in the language I could understand. He made my faith strong. At that moment, I started to believe God's existence and believe God Almighty would surely heal my father. Such a small matter wasn't too hard for God. I started to believe prayers and receive God's response.
同时也得到了神的回应，父亲手术很顺利，感谢赞美主。
God answered my prayers. My father's surgery was successful. Thanks to the Lord.
诗篇四十六章一节，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们的患难中随时的朋友，随时的帮助。我
Psalm 46Verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, our ever-present help in trouble.
我最喜欢神说的随时这个词，这样我就可以经常与神聊天，说说心里话。
I like the phrase ever-present most. In this way, I can often talk to God and share my thoughts.
马太福音七章七节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Matthew 7 verse 7 says, Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
神的话语开始成了我的力量与依靠，神也开始住进我心里。
God's word started to be my strength and trust. He started to live in my heart.
2015年的圣诞节做了决志祷告。
During the Christmas 2015, I prayed the sinner's prayer.
我信主后的体会就是上帝太爱我们了，他让我找到了生存的目标，对于生活的恐惧得以释放，心里有了归属感。
After I became a Christian,My strongest thought is that God really loves us. He gave me the purpose of life. I no longer fear life. My heart has found the home.
我信主的时间不是很长，祷告的话语略显稚嫩，但我知道我已经走在神引领的道路上。
I haven't been a Christian for very long, and I know the words of my prayer are naive.But I know that I walk on the way that God showed me.
罗马书六章三至六节，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Romans 6, 3 to 4 says,Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
我深信主是唯一的真神和救主，会赦免我一切的罪，因着信我必得救。阿门。
I firmly believe that Lord is the only God and the Savior. He's forgiven my sin. I will be saved through my faith. Amen.
Amen.
最后让我再一次感谢赫伯牧师和教会兄弟姐妹们的帮助。 谢谢大家。
Finally, let me thank again unto Pastor Herb and all the brothers and sisters in our church, and thank you.
In case you just tuned in, you're hearing testimonies of four people that were baptized yesterday at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church in Champaign. Pastor Herb Coates officiated, and Holly Burns translated the last two testimonies. The next two, Anchi, who I know well as Andrew, and Jingjing, were a part of our bus trip to the Creation Museum and the Ark Experience. And on the bus, they asked a number of questions about the Christian faith. They were seekers at the time. We all were praying for these two the last few months. They just recently came to Christ. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And yesterday were baptized. So you're going to hear their two testimonies now in their entirety as shared yesterday. And so here's Anchi, followed by Jingjing.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Anqi Zhang. Please call me Andrew if it's easier. Before I came to U.S. in 2008, I have lived in Shanghai, China for 25 years. So all of my family members and relatives back in China have no experience in God. So what we had in mind back then was that we controlled our lives. For example, if we wanted something, we will try and get it. And if we didn't get it, that means we will try harder next time. So it kind of makes sense. So now when I look back, I would say it still makes sense. However, I would also say that God is behind my life. When I was in elementary school, I wasn't a good student. And when I was in college, I didn't study that hard and among all of my classmates. But why it is me that study abroad and finish my PhD degree here? And then my parents didn't have this vision for me. I didn't even think about studying abroad when I was in college. So I think right now I have to praise the Lord, and Lord had this plan for me. I remember that the first time Christianity was introduced to me was in a programming training course through someone in the class, and that was around 2005. At that time, I didn't even bother thinking about the Christianity as I wasn't able to open my heart. And in 2007, when I was in my master program in Shanghai, China, I met an American exchange student. I still remember his name is Aaron, and he is from Washington State. And that was the second time others talked with me about Christianity. Mainly with the aim of practicing English, we met several times and discussed a lot. And one question baffled me at that time, because I was arguing it's from my heart that told me that I should be a good person, so I choose to help others and do good things. Then Aaron asked, think about where does that sound come from? And I wasn't able to respond at that time. And in 2008, I came to U.S. to study electrical engineering at Oklahoma State University. And the city name is Stillwater, and it's in Oklahoma State. But why I ended up at Stillwater, to be frank, before I came to U.S., I didn't know where Oklahoma is, so not to mention Stillwater. But it was at this Stillwater, a very small town where only has Walmart for grocery shopping, I met several Christian friends. One couple, Monty and Rachel, I still remember their name because those names you won't forget. And they invited me and other Chinese students to their home weekly for English class. They just kept doing this for almost 10 years. I didn't even know that they are Christian until a few years later. Caroline Leon and her husband and their church showed me love and care. And she also treated me like a son. So after I left Stillwater, we still keep contact. At that time, I became a not-so-qualified, almost Christian. I have some moral standards, but don't have faith in God. So after I graduated with a PhD degree, my family relocated to Baltimore, Maryland, and later Seattle, Washington. So during these years, my wife, Shan, found her faith in Jesus. Then we arrived here last year in January. Shortly after we settled down, my wife has been looking for a home church until she met Pastor Herb. Then we went to this church regularly, and I went here with my wife regularly every week. I still remember that the first day when I sang the song in this sanctuary, I felt a bit emotional. I have gone to other churches before, but I have never felt like this. So in this church, I started to think more about Christianity. So well, I can't ignore it anymore once I have a Christian wife. I deeply thank Milo, Helen, Becky, and other senior fellows in this church who addresses my concerns and discuss my questions with me. With a sound engineering background, it is not easy for me to change from an almost Christian to a Christian. That small steps wasn't possible if I haven't convinced myself of the truth of Jesus Christ through all these fellows' help. Further, it is with the help of Good Hope Fellowship that I felt the Holy Spirit in me. Thanks to the sisters and brothers that supported our fellowship and the organizations of Holly, June, Rain, and other members in the fellowship, we went on several religious trips during the past year. It was in December last year at a Grace Conference in Chicago. During one preach at night, I amazingly felt the words from the pastor resonated in my heart. Such a resonation became stronger and stronger until I can't control myself. At that moment, I know it's time for me to be baptized. Before I finish, I have to mention my wife, Shan. For years, I don't understand why my wife would marry me, to be honest. He is a beautiful woman from both outside and inside and holds a PhD degree in Chinese linguistics. Now I understand that one of the reasons must be that God wants her to guide me for both us to join the army of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Please allow me to finish using my stewardess friend Kellen Leon's message. So she remembered that this January was 1 year after we arrived here. So he texted me to see if we are doing well, and I replied with the news of my baptism. Then her next message reads, Andrew, we are praising God right now about the good news that both you and Lisa are son and daughter of the King. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was God's plan for us to meet, just as it was God's purpose for us to become Christians. All the angels in the heaven are joyfully singing right now. David, who is our son, is a big boy now. And thank you very much. Thank you.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Jinjin Zhang. I'm here today to be baptized. 5 years ago, when I arrived in the United States, I didn't think I could ever be a follower of Jesus. At that time, my life is very boring, simply between office and home. However, I'm so lucky that in 2013, I have met Mino and Helen, who introduced this great church to me, the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church. Since then, I began to attend the Sunday worship at the church and fellowship with other Christians. In 2014, I was invited to attend the Nicky Gumbel's Alpha class in the church, where I learned more and more about the Christian faith. Who is Jesus? Why did Jesus die? The relationship to God, and how does God guide us? But to be honest, I was not ready to believe completely everything he said, because of my education and cultural background. However, my heart opened to the word of God. I began to realize more and more God's amazing power in my daily life. For example, I still cannot believe the big change on my wife after she became a Christian. So she is so thankful, kindness, gentleness, and forgiveness. On my way to become a Christian, I would like to thank my wife, Ferry, who always encourages me about the believing God. I would like also to thank Milo and Hannon, Mark and Honey, and many other brothers and sisters in the church who supported many wonderful activities, such as the Alpha Class, Creation Museum bus trip, I really like that, and the Chicago Chinese Christian Conference. So I received a lot of benefits and strengthened my faith through these activities. I would also like to thank Pastor Herb and Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church for giving me this opportunity to be baptized here. As a new Christian, today I stand here giving thanks to God for finding me and accepting me as his child. Although I have a lot to learn, I want to tell you that I'm willing to give my life to Jesus and let him to guide my life. I'm willing to follow the Lord with all my heart. I hope that I can continue to learn and improve in the Christian life. Finally, I would like to end this testimony with one of my favorite verses. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord, Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Thank you very much for praying for me.
Thank you, God, for these testimonies. Thank you, God, for the witness of so many friends and fellow believers. Thank you, God, that all four of these had contacts with Christians and the love of Christ, people praying for them, exposure to God's word and biblical teaching, and how they learned that God cares and loves them as he does you too. If you have any questions about the Christian faith and want to speak with someone right now, you can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. It's a free call, and there's some great folks that would love to talk with you about the Christian faith, any questions you have, and what it means to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. As mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, probably on the Wednesday and Friday edition of Mark and Friends, I'll give a whole great update of the fantastic grand opening open house celebration that we had on Friday and Saturday. So many blessings, so many neat people showing up. It was a packed few days with so many blessings. Now, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org under our archived programs link. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.